WPOI, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Here's Holly with what's hot in Hollywood.
So, which diva was suspended from school back in the day for making inappropriate gestures towards a tree? I sort of feel like if you've ever seen the movie Superstar, where Mary Catherine Gallagher puts her fingers under her armpits and smells them real quick. She's like making out with a tree in that movie. I feel like that's this girl.
Who is it?
Katy Perry.
What?
Oh, Catherine Hudson. So that's her real name, by the way. She said that she was once suspended from school for making sexual motions toward a tree and pretending it was Tom Cruise.
Okay, Katy Perry.
I guess was going through some memorabilia with her parents when she stumbled across this 1996 suspension report from her Christian school. And the report, which, by the way, she shared on Instagram, says that she was suspended for 3 days for inappropriate behavior. And she captioned the Instagram post, "When I was suspended in sixth grade for bleeping a tree and I guess other stuff."
Now, like, what exactly, like, how was she doing that to a tree? I mean, was she just...
I think she was just, you know, like...
wrapped her legs around it?
Yeah, like, kind of, like, making, like, pelvic thrusts.
Oh. All right, Katie.
Towards a tree. She was in sixth grade, though, so...
Oh, never mind. That's kind of weird.
But I also feel like if you're this girl that's doing that at the private Christian school you go to, you are meant to be Katy Perry.
That's true. They, like, some nun was like, well, this is going to be an unruly pop superstar one day.
Yes, exactly. They're like, well, might as well get my autograph in now.
She's going to shoot whipped cream out of her boobs one day on stage.
That's right.
And she did.
And we love it.
Yeah, I support it.
And we love
it.
Her for it. Yeah. So anyway, just know that that was Katy Perry as a child. That's fine. Ariana Grande going to be headlining both Coachella and Lollapalooza this summer. And she had to switch around her tour schedule. Now, luckily, her Tampa date is not affected. It's still, what is it, May 28th, I think it is. So that's not going to change. But she's got some big moves ahead of her. Also, this is just the stories that come out about Ariana Grande. Obviously, she's like the it girl right now.
Right.
And that was a needed piece of information. Here's one I didn't really need, but we have regardless. She has decided to get a new tattoo, which I feel like is weekly now. But it's a tattoo that shows off her nerdiness a little bit, which I think the nerds are going to love. It's a Pokemon tattoo.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because a fan asked what games she has on her Nintendo Switch. And she replied, "Honestly, yesterday I had a day off and I played Pokemon Let's Go Eevee for 15 hours.
15 hours?
15 hours. She then proceeded to get a tattoo of Eevee on her arm.
Well, you know what? This gives, you know, anyone who feels like they're an outcast or like they are the nerd for playing Pokemon Go, someone like Ariana Grande has a little nerd in them and she's playing Pokemon Go.
This is what I love about Ariana Grande. The surprises never end.
No, they never do.
She might be getting married one day. She's getting a Pokemon tattoo the next. You just never know what you're going to expect, and
now,
I enjoy that.
Is she going to pop up in the Pikachu movie coming out in a couple of months?
Ooh, I don't know.
That might be a little foreshadowing.
Yeah, there's a Pokemon movie coming out.
Maybe I don't know if it's too late, probably absolutely too late, but she could, like, sneak in some voice work.
I mean, listen, she may be in the movie. This is maybe part of their pre-promotion for her to be like, look what I got.
Ooh. I like that. And then finally, Drake may be the latest star heading to Las Vegas for a residency.
Oh.
Last week, rumors began to swirl because he was performing at Wynn's XS nightclub in Vegas, and he teased that it wouldn't be the last they'd see of him. He said, quote, "When I come back, I thought it'd be at T-Mobile Arena, but I'll be back here at XS all year. You'll have to see a lot of chances to see me." And then Friday, he shared a photo of himself on stage at XS, and it captioned, "New home."
Wow. So pretty much it's happening.
It's happening. I just haven't heard the official word. But yeah, so basically we're hearing that he's going to be doing a Vegas residency.
Good. I like when artists like Drake go to Vegas, because then you don't have to like wish and be like, ooh, should I go here? Like, you know exactly where they are. They're in one place.
I'm not flying to Portland to see him.
No.
But I'm going to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm going to Vegas. I'm in fact going to Vegas this year to see Lady Gaga.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
When are you taking vacation time, Holly? We haven't talked about this.
It's in June.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I'm
surprised
only,
to me. Well, didn't know this.
It's just that I'm taking off on probably just that Monday.
Right.
Or maybe just the Friday.
Okay.
Or maybe it's actually Wednesday through Friday.
That's a whole week.
That's That's what's hot in Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5. We already bought the tickets. I'm sorry.
Well.
I'm going.
Well, if you want to go with Holly to see Drake, you can win money.
Yeah.
Now, here's today's hot song of the day.
You are listening for Ariana Grande. Every time you hear Ariana Grande Side to Side today, be caller 20 at 877-999-1015, and you are going to walk away with $500, okay?
Yes.
I'll tell you, we are going to play this song.
I love this little hint situation that we got going on here.
Between 7:30 and 7:45, so right between Trending in Tampa Bay and Blown Off, you're going to hear Ariana Grande Side to Side in its entirety. You be caller 20, and then boom, you have $500, okay? So put the number in your phone now, 877-999-1015. All right, now we got to find out what happened on The Bachelor last night. Our Bachelor expert, Scotty the Body, will give us the update in two songs.